Oh man, it's much more smoother. Like, you know, just having people who've been in the position for a while now and know the ins and outs of the defense, man, it's so much more smooth because I can just really focus on myself and I can focus on my craft and just, you know, trying to find ways to, you know, show other defenses and, you know, and put people in spots. And now I'm really just reading the offense majority of the time to try to figure out what plays they have to run so I can tell everybody.
And some of the younger guys, like KZ and Isaiah Oliver, what are you seeing out of them?
Man, just, you know, them being able, first of all, KZ, you know, being able to play every position and, you know, just be, he's good at free safety, he's good at nickel, and, you know, just, you know, expanding his role as, you know, just an aggressive player, man. He's learned, man. His knowledge has become, you know, one of the best in our room. And, you know, he's actually, like, one of my favorite people to watch just because how he goes for it. But, and then, you know, Oliver, he's new. But he's real mature. He was one, like, me and him were partners when we were doing, like, a mentoring group. Me and him, he was my mentee, so, you know, I got to talk to him a lot and stuff like that. And he's very mature, and he's real smart, man, you know. And he's much faster than I even thought he was. And he can run with any wide receiver. And, like, he gets out there, and, you know, some people when they're young and they get out and they're going against the ones and the twos for the first time, they're just trying to win. They're not really trying to play the techniques that the team is teaching. And he's one of the dudes that, you know, he's going to win majority of them, and he's going to try to do the technique that, you know, they're also teaching.
I know you guys work on a lot of things in the offseason program, but if you could say one thing that the defense got better at this offseason, what would you say?
I'll say angles. Just, you know, because we play so much zone coverage, and, you know, we found a way to use our partners and use the sidelines, you know, to make, you know, better and harder hits, you know, but also in the spot where we're taking our helmet out of us, you know, out of the game, and we do a pretty good job of leverage tackling anyways, but working aggressive angles because we can't really, you know, punch at balls and, you know, can't really, you know, compete with the wide receivers in the air. So this camp was really for us to test our angles, test our speed, you know, push it as hard as we can so we can know, you know, what someone's weakness may be or what someone's strength may be and when your partner's coming to help you. And it's going to force us to get more turnovers and to get the ball back for our offense.
And then you've been with Marquand since he got here. Mm-hmm. You're someone who's really close to him. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about the type of leader he is and what he's meant to you and your career?
Oh, man, he's meant a lot to me because, you know, going from corner to safety, I never really knew about how to do it. So to be able to develop like a routine, to be able to, like, develop a routine or, you know, to learn, like, the ins and outs of a free safety. He taught me those, you know, early as a rookie, and he made sure he stayed on me. And even though some days got rough, you know, being, you know, his little mentee, the one that he taught all the stuff, it ended up turning out to be a, like, he ended up teaching me why he called things, like, when he called things, like, and it just gave me a big jump that a lot of people don't have.
You talked about that rookie year, mature guy who spent a year on the practice squad, kind of been scrapping since then. Finally, this work's starting to pay off. What's it like to see that?
It ain't pay off yet. I'm going to tell you, it paid off a little bit, but it ain't fully pay off yet. But it's been good, man. It's been good, man. Just to come from, you know, like I said, I'm grateful for my position. I'm grateful for what I have because, I play for least. You know, I play for a least amount than what I have now. So to be able to finally start to see it pay off and, you know, my team reward me and stuff like that, man, it feels really good because you asked me this a while ago when I was cut and put on practice squad. I never really thought I would make it to this spot. I always, you know, said I would and I always, you know, worked to do it. But to make it here and to, you know, feel that I'm going to be one of the solidified safeties in this league and be one of the best safeties in this league, it's starting to feel good.
Do you think something long-term could get done?
I would hope so, but it is what it is. That ain't in my plan. If I can write a contract, I'd have wrote that contract a long time ago. I'm going to tell you that. But I don't control that. I control what I control, and I run on the field, and I play with my boys, and that's all I can do. And if this is my last year, you know, I'm going to do it to the best I can do it.